The nation is marking Veterans Day with parades and ceremonies to honor those who've served in the U.S. military. In New Orleans, a growing post of the Veterans of Foreign Wars is taking on projects with more and more members. As Marshall Hevron takes the podium at Post 8973, about 50 VFW members cheer and joke as he outlines what's in store for the holiday and what's coming up for the post itself. A few years ago, it was quite a different scene. Hevron, a former Marine who served in Iraq in 2003, found little to offer fellow veterans when he got involved in early 2005.
When it started, nobody else wanted the job. We were down to just a few members, and, I took it over. But, very quickly we got a core group of us together, most who had been in Iraq and Afghanistan, and, embarked on an ambitious recruiting campaign, and we are where we are now.
The hall on Lion Street looks much the same as it did when he first saw it. But now there are plans to fix up the meeting hall and renovate housing units in the back of the building. Hevron says it's more than just a social club.
I could talk forever about the service projects, and we do have some great service projects reaching out to vets, but we quickly realized the biggest service we provide is a sense of camaraderie that people experience when they were in uniform, and they get out of the service, they go into the civilian world, and they've just got no place where they can go and experience that same camaraderie and have that same experience where everybody sitting to the left and the right has been through the same thing that they've been through.
One of the few women in the post is Lisa Saya. She served in the Army from 1983 to 1988 and retired this year after 17 years of active service in the Air Force. She learned about the post from a student at Tulane University, where she was teaching social work. She works with veterans and military families in her private practice. She also read about the post on online media reports.
They were doing things other than drinking beer, even though we do drink beer here with a beer in my hand. Like the resume clinics and the job assistance, and even the plan is to have some transitional housing when this thing is totally renovated. And I was just very attracted to it, especially as a social worker, that they were doing something. It seemed like a community service center for veterans.
One of the members to quickly join Hevron in revitalizing the post is Ryan Smith. The two have been friends since their childhood in New Orleans. Smith was an Army combat engineer from 1996 to 2000. Then he joined the Louisiana National Guard as a construction engineer. He was in Afghanistan from 2003 to 2004. And Smith says he knew his skills could be of use.
I was personally amazed that Hurricane Katrina happens. And, we have a problem establishing communications and rebuilding efforts and all this kind of stuff when I can go into a foreign land and within 24 hours have an entire city built.
Smith is working on ambitious plans for creating a wired, energy-efficient post designed with sustainable building standards.
The general concept is to have a place that allows us to serve as a beacon for the neighborhood and for the city that our power is going to be on during any kind of catastrophe, that if people need resources of food and water, that we will be available here.
Hevron says the days of making personal appeals for new members are over. Thanks to social media and word of mouth, veterans are finding the post instead of the post trying to find new members. Meetings are held once a month. More information about the post is available at nolavfw.org. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.